Monthly report from the town of Alpine for our guest interview segment this morning. Alpine Mayor Eric Green joining us here on the Weekday Wake Up. Good morning, Mayor Green. How's Alpine today?
Everything's going well. Thanks for having me on, Duke.
Hey, you bet. I appreciate your updates. And let's start with Monday night. You had the open house on Monday for the master plan and had a chance to meet with residents to discuss that and further. Sounds like it was a well-attended meeting. Everything went well. What was your takeaway from the open house meeting Monday?
Yeah, I think it went really well. The consultants came away saying that attendance was beyond expectation. So, they were pleasantly pleased with how many people showed up and, got more information on what the master plan really is and what it means for the town of Alpine for the next 15, 20 years. And, I was very happy that we had a chance to communicate with the not only the residents of Alpine, we have plenty of people from Star Valley in general and just interested in what was going on in Alpine and some of the changes that we see coming down the road here in the future.
So let's talk about some of those specifics, Mayor, as the consultants in the town look at this master plan moving forward. What are some of the top priorities here?
Well, for sure, it's laying out one of the main things we do is look at the future land use map. And so we have what we call an area of influence, which goes pretty much from the state line up by Bananas as you're going to Idaho Falls all the way down to like Ames Hill, which is, maybe 5 minutes south of Alpine. And pretty much all those people have their zip code is Alpine. So we want to lay out, like, if people were to annex into the town of Alpine, what zoning would they come in as? For example, if you're right next to the highway, maybe it makes a lot of sense to come in as mixed use. So you could put commercial and then also have opportunity to put residential kind of away from the highway. If you're in a densely or if you're in an area that's mostly residential, you're more likely to come in as residential and not have that option for, commercial. So that's one of the biggest things that has come out of this. We also had the opportunity to show the public what the existing conditions were. This study says this is where the town stands right now on all these different, issues as far as like people think that we need more restaurants and places for business and things of that nature. So I think we're all on the same page there. Overwhelming support, over 75% of the residents think that we need more restaurants, for example. So, and the other major thing that we have found is that people want different modes of transportation, easier ways to get around Alpine, for example, bike paths, walking paths, things of that nature, instead of Alpine right now is just a driving community. We drive to go to the store. We drive to go to the post office. So that will be a major shift if all the future, developers that come in, they're required to put in bike paths and walking paths in the future.
Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Next steps now, I understand this isn't a one-and-done open house, right? People can still be involved in the process and submit some input?
Exactly, yeah. We're going to, the consultants are going to be opening up another survey period to have everyone's voices heard and get feedback on the plan and what we have going forward. And look for more information on that on our website. But our plan is to have the initial draft of the master plan in the spring and have it ratified in the summer for sure.
Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning on SVI Radio. Mayor, also last night was the monthly town council. Anything coming out of town council last night you'd like to report on?
Last night was a lot of red tape that we have to do this time of year. It was, people had to apply for their renew of their liquor license and things of that nature. We had a special use permit for a developer in town. One of the most important things that came out of the meeting is, and I want to make sure the people in Alpine understand this, is that we're changing, there's potential of increasing fees for water and sewer, monthly fees. So there was some feedback that, you know, one gentleman showed up and said, no one knows about this. Well, we've been talking about it for quite some time. So we just want people to understand that we're reevaluating what people pay for sewer and water, and we want to make sure that we are, you know, making sure that we're always have enough money to update the system and things of that nature. But we really have to make sure we're covering our costs to operate the sewer and water. So you will be seeing that over the next month. We'll have a couple more meetings, and we will be looking at updating the fee ordinance for sewer and water coming up soon.
And I'm sure it's probably too soon to give an exact number, but how much do you anticipate that increase might be?
I don't know. I would say it's anywhere from 0 to 25%. So that's what we're trying to establish. You know, we're also in the middle of building a new pretreatment plant for the wastewater, for the sewer, which deals directly with Melvin Brewery's waste. And just getting that over the finish line for us is going to be huge. But we want to make sure that we're not necessarily raising rates just to cover those costs, but we need to raise rates to cover the ongoing operation of the sewer and water.
Mayor Eric Green with the Town of Alpine on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Mayor, anything else happening in Alpine you'd like to mention today?
It seems like we always have so much going on, but coming up, I know there is a pancake breakfast for the veterans that the Veterans Auxiliary is putting on this weekend at the Civic Center. So definitely encourage people to go do that. And, you know, we have a few other things coming up. Of course, over Thanksgiving, we have the annual Thanksgiving feast at the Civic Center, which is put on by Top of the Rockies and at no cost to the public. So that's a great event. Encourage people that might have a lean year this year and may not have the means to put together a big feast to come enjoy it with the rest of the general public there at the Civic Center in Alpine.
Absolutely. And you can find more details on both those events, by the way, at svialpine.com. That's Mayor Eric Green this morning. Mayor, as always, thank you for the updates. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Duke.
Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.